Hey, on this episode, we're talking about the three P's of a real estate wholesaling business. We're going to break that down a little further today. Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro episode here. We got a question here, and this person is talking about the CNBC's, the Prophet, Marcus Lemonis. He's always talking about the three P's. And the person says, can you please break down the three P's? Maybe elaborate a little bit more in a real estate wholesaling business. I'd also like to know how it fits in the complete equation that results in closing deals. Thanks. All right, so here's the thing. Real estate wholesaling business is a little bit tricky, okay? But I think it's probably applicable in many other businesses out there. So the three P's is this, okay? The three P's is people, profit, and the process, okay? The people, profit, and process. And, you know, some people say product, profit, you know, in what order, right? But the order I like, that I'm feeling like sharing with you right now is people, product, and process. Why people first? Well, here's the thing. Traditionally, from a traditional standpoint, you have a product, you have an idea, right? You think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, right? And you want to offer it to the market. And then you create a product, and then you find out the market likes it or they don't like it, right? You made up the whole idea. It was your thing. It was your baby. And you were so convinced, right? You had the conviction that this is going to be a killer. You created the hype, right? You created whatever it is you created, and you think the market is going to jump on this, right? Right? And it doesn't work, right? So I always tell people, I said, instead of you creating a product first, you should do people first. And luckily enough for us on this particular topic, wholesale business is already obeying those rules. The wholesale business, the wholesale real estate business, it's about the person you're going to help. You're helping, okay? You're helping somebody get rid of a property, right? They have a property as a liability. This person's a motivated seller. This person says, hey, Ola, if you can just help me remove this thing from my book so I can move on with my life. It's like a divorce, right? I need to get rid of this toxic situation so I can move on with my life. When someone gets to that point, right, with the property, with the real estate property, that's called a motivated seller. And that's the people, okay? You need to identify that people. Now, those people in real estate can be one of many different scenarios. It could be pre-foreclosures. It could be divorce, right? It could be people that inherit properties that they don't want. It's out-of-state properties. Or it could be landlords that are tired of dealing with evictions and never making a profit from a deal. It could be a series of so many things. It could be like probate. I said that earlier, right? Probate, like people that inherit properties that they don't want, right? Bottom line is that they have this real estate property and they don't want it. Not only do they not want it, they despise the idea that this thing is on their books. That's a motivated seller, and those are the people you're marketing to reach out to with your information, with your messages, okay? With your marketing message, okay? So in marketing, you have message, you have market, you have the media, right? It's pretty identical to three P's because the market is the people, right? Those are the people you've chosen to serve, right? The message is how you can help them. Your services, your product, how you plan to help them. That's your message, right? And the media is how you plan to get that message to the market, right? So the process is how you plan to get the product to the people. So it's pretty identical if you notice what I just said there, right? So those are the P's in real estate wholesale business. Now, let's talk about the product, right? The product is you help somebody get rid of their property. You're offering solutions. We call it solution in real estate wholesaling. Or you can just straight up be, I'm an investor. I'll buy the property, right? I got a network of cash buyers behind me. I'm going to buy this property. Most people are lying when they say that, by the way, right? But you get the idea, like you have a network of investors and somebody promised you if the deal is right, they're going to buy this property, right? And you start scouting around for properties. So the part that a lot of people miss there is they teach you bird dogging, driving for dollars, right? I do not at least not this time, okay? I haven't seen enough conviction to say that's a profitable activity, like driving for dollars. No, okay? What I always suggest to people is to learn proper marketing, okay, and build your business like a professional, okay? Professionals don't just throw muds and hope something sticks. Now, if you're about your way and you're just driving and you happen to see a property with a sale by owner, you take a picture with your phone and you call the person and you negotiate the deal, sure. But if that's all you do, you're just burning gas around, I'm not saying you can't find a deal. I prefer to teach people proper marketing so that they can run the business in numbers with strategy and know what's working, what's not working, you know. That's how I prefer to teach people, right? So that's a process right there, bird dogging for dollars, driving for dollars, but I don't teach that, okay? The process I teach is called the attraction marketing, okay? It's called attraction marketing. I'm going to break that down a little bit further in a second here, but let me first of all make sure I cover the product, okay? Your product is a service. You help people get rid of their property if they don't want it anymore. How? I may buy it. I may have one of my partners buy. I need to break down the numbers and see what's going on first. I need to do some comparables and see what's going on with your area. And I need to see your property. I would like to see your property. Once you sign the contract and send me over, I will come take a look at the property. And because now, why would they sign a contract before you come see the property? Because they need to get rid of this property. You're talking to only motivated sellers. If you're doing enough marketing or proper marketing, you will have people that will sign contracts before you come see the property, because they don't want this house, okay? They don't want this house. They don't want any lawyers, attorneys, anybody to protect their rights on this house. As a matter of fact, they need to get rid of all their rights on this property. If somebody is saying, can I use my lawyer? That means they're not motivated, okay? I'm not saying you shouldn't allow people to use their lawyer. I've closed many deals where I allow people to use their lawyers. I'm saying if that's their priority in that conversation, they're not motivated. That's what I'm trying to tell you, okay? If that's their priority in that conversation, they are simply not motivated enough. And if I catch that at the wrong timing or right timing, whatever that is, sometimes I'll be like, you know what? I don't think I'm interested in your area or in your property. Thank you so much for calling. And I will hang up the phone and I'll go back to some more marketing and do some more marketing for the right people. And could you be losing the deal when you do that? Yeah. But who's here sitting around trying to monitor places where I could have lost a deal or made a deal? I'm looking for deals that I can apply strategy and close because I wanted to. Okay. If it doesn't feel right, I don't want it. Does that make sense? So that's the product. Now, process. Process, like I said, is attraction marketing. I prefer to teach people attraction marketing. See, attraction is not a choice on the part of your audience, on the part of your prospect, right? It's a choice for you. You're reverse engineering attraction, right? You're reverse engineering the idea that somebody just want to work with you, right? They have a good enough encounter with you that they know that this is the guy I want to work with, right? People do business with people they know, like, and trust. That's not true. People do business with people they feel like they know, like, and trust. How do you get people to start, people that don't even know you, complete strangers, how do you get them to start feeling like they know you, like you, or trust you? How do you do that, right? It's by creating value. It's by pushing out more value than your competition, right? How do you create profit in real life or create revenue in real life? The amount of money you make in real life is directly proportional to how much value you push out into the marketplace. I know some people that may sound kumbaya as hell, but it is true, okay? The more value you push out into the marketplace, because value is in the eyes of the beholder, right? So like I said, this is a prospect looking at you as the person of value. What do you mean by personal value? Somebody that's going to help me get results. Somebody that's going to help me get rid of a property. That's a wholesaler. That's a real estate wholesaler, right? You help somebody get rid of a property. That somebody is the people. That's the first P. The product is the services of helping somebody get rid of a property they don't want. That's the product, okay? And then the process is what we're talking about right now. And that is broken down into three C's, because again, we're talking about attraction marketing. You attract people by creating value. So what do I do? What do I mean by that? You create the first C in that P process. That C is create value. So you create, capture, convert. That's a process I covered in details in the other video that you can go find, which is the 7-step marketing ideas for wholesaling business. You can search Ola Talks 7 Steps Marketing Ideas for Wholesale Business, and I break that down into a little bit more further pieces. But the idea I want you to grasp from the process is attraction marketing. You lead with value, okay? You give them value first. Don't be that person sending mail and out there and expecting people to call you and sign up immediately. Find ways where you can give more value than your competition. So for example, I could put a PDF on the internet and say, hey, here's a mail. It's a postcard. Go on this place and download how to avoid foreclosures, how to stop foreclosures, how to sell your house fast, right? Like if you find a list of expired listings, right? People from an expired listing are potential candidates for wholesaling, right? You could send a mail or a postcard to them and say, hey, go to this website and download how to sell your house fast, right? Do you think they're going to do that or not? You already know they want to sell the house, how to sell your house within the next 10 days. Right, all cash. They're going to go there and download it. What do? You capture the information because you're not just giving them the download link. You're saying, give me your email address so I can send you the information. When they do that, you capture that lead. And that lead is all yours, right, to work. And then you can start sending emails, follow-up emails. You can offer your phone numbers and you can just focus on marketing as opposed to try to hard sell people or become the greatest closer in the world. You just use always be creating as opposed to always be closing. You create value, you lead with value, give them that information. And when you give them how to sell the house fast in 10 days, make sure you come up with authentic content that can actually be very useful for them. And at the bottom of it, you can have your signature with your phone number. If they need any help, they can give you a call. And when they give you a call, they're now looking at you as an expert. They're now looking at you with the eyes of somebody with brand equity. They've seen you as somebody that can help them as the leader in the marketplace, as opposed to somebody saying, hey, call me, as opposed to be a clingy and needy, another clingy and needy investor in the marketplace. You're not giving them valuable information. You're giving them information that they can download and store away in a folder in their email because they want to keep coming back to it to read it, right? That's the kind of information you want to create. So take your time to put something nice together and just continue to offer that and offer that and offer that. And the percentage of people that download this particular PDF of information or video, a percentage of them will decide to do business with you, right? And then when they do, you make profit. And that profit is enough to compensate the continuous facilitation of that whole process right there. And it's called attraction marketing. And the idea of attraction marketing is not necessarily internet. Of course, we use internet today because it makes sense because everybody's on the internet, right? But that's not what attraction marketing is. Attraction marketing means you lead with value first, okay? You find out what those people truly want for. Never mind what you're going to offer them, but find out what their pain is and communicate your solution to them with respect to the pain that they're going through. If you don't do that, you will fail, okay? You will not run a sustainable, profitable business. If you don't find out what people's pain is before you try to communicate what you're trying to sell. That's why I said communicate what you're trying to sell, your product, your message, with respect to the pain that they're going through. If you can do that, you win all day long. It's called influence, okay? It's called persuasion. It's not manipulation. That's two different things, okay? It's called persuasion. Sometimes you got to help people make the right decision by your ability to persuade in the right way, to influence in the right way, influence in a positive manner. And that's what that is, and that's what the three P's are. So the people, product, and process, which is attraction marketing. And when you to come up with your product, make sure you identify the people, make sure you're communicating with respect to the pain that they're going through, and then you will to be bliss. So if you want this whole process, break it down into more details. Again, the link on this on the screen, there's a link you can go to download all the goodies. And also make sure you share, like this video, comment below your thoughts and your comments. I would love to know what you're thinking. Questions, feel free to comment below. And click like, share, comment, and subscribe to this channel if you want more videos like this. Absolutely subscribe today. Today, like right now, click subscribe and click the bell right next to it so you get notification every time I release a new video. And what else? Yeah, go through that link and download all the goodies. OlaTux.com/mastermind, OlaTux.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.